Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm more than sure that everybody around this world can testify how God is an on-time God. And I can start off this morning, he's an on-time God because he woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning for me to start my new day, a new beginning. So on today, we declare and decree that you will see the newness in your life and you will walk in it, put old things behind you and walk into the newness, because yesterday was yesterday and today is a new day. Get up, start, get your coffee, whatever it is that you need to motivate you, and have the mindset that yesterday may have not been the day that my miracle happened, that my blessings came through, but today is a new day because God is on time. He woke me up. He started me on my way. He's put breath in my body. So I am a new creature on today. It's with an expectation of new things to come my way. So that's the mentality that you need to have this morning. Start your day off with that. Remove anything that's negative out of your way, and only have positivity on this day, knowing that you and I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. In our times of weakness, he is our strength. In our times of confusion, he is our giving us a sound mind. He is there for us to do things exceedingly and abundantly. So we just need to realize who God is in our lives. Get up in the morning, thank him. It's Thankful Thursday. Just thank him for who he is. Give him all the praises. Give him all the honor. And just start your day. Over there in our international waters, you may have already started your day. It's never too late to be thanking God. Thank him in everything that you're doing. Just thanking him, whatever might have happened a couple of hours ago. Today, you're here with us, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking to God, breaking the bread of life, drinking his living water. So you need to just be thankful, too. Doesn't matter what hour it is. Doesn't matter what time it is. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Just be thankful and know that God is an on-time God. To my ADM family, and everybody that's in the United States of America, we made it. We made it. It's a new day, new beginning, and let's go through. Let's go through this knowing that we can do it. Do not let depression, do not let anger, do not let confusion, do not let anything just land on your shoulders. As you start feeling things, you start taking them off. Commanding them off of you. You are not going today to hold anything that's on you that's going to heavy laden you, put you in a heavy burden. If it's too heavy, I'm telling you right now, give it to God, because he is here to help us out. He is our provider. He is our everything. But most of all, he's on time. He sees everything. He knows everything. And he has the master plan to intervene when it's his timing to do so. Good morning, my sister Monica. If you could bring us up in prayer and just let the Lord use you. Good morning, Monica. Are you there? If you're there, take your phone off mute and press 1. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, Lord, just thanking you, Father, for who you are, Lord, and for whose we are, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning, Father God, to place our feet on solid ground, Lord Jesus, and just lead us, Father God, to just continue to be with us, Father God, and just giving us, putting all of you inside of us, Father God, and all of you that you put inside of us, Father God, we're able to share it with someone else, Lord. And we just thank you for that on today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your your mercy, your grace, Father God, your understanding, Lord Jesus, but most of all, your love, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us the ability, Father God, to see the light, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us the ability, Father God, to know the things that we can do in Christ, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a forgiving God, that you do not sit and hold our sins over us, Father God. But as we come to you, Lord Jesus, and we ask for forgiveness, Father, you grant us forgiveness, Lord, no matter how many times, Father God, we fail, no matter how many times, Lord, we make a mistake, Father God. You're there, Lord Jesus, to grab us right back and put us in your loving arms and protect us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection, Father, that you have placed upon us, Father God, protecting us, Lord, from all the terrors that come by night, Lord Jesus, for all the obstacles, Father God, that may be placed in our way, Lord. We're able, Father God, to see them, Lord, because we're looking through your eyes, Father God, and able to just sit and evade them, Father, where we do not have to continuously walk over them and keep them in our presence, Father God, but we're able to walk over them or sometimes just walk around them, Lord, so we don't have to keep going through the same thing over and over, Father God. We just love you, Lord, that you bless us continuously, Lord, and you wonderfully made us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Father God. It may be something small to someone else, Lord Jesus, but it's big to us, Father, because we know that you had your hand in it, Lord Jesus, and other people may not see it, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you for that, Father God. Lord, sometimes we even have to thank you, Father God, for the trials and tribulations that we go through, Father, because we know, Lord, that you know everything and all the things that we go through, Father God. There is something, there's a lesson to be taught in the trial, Father God. There's a lesson to be learned in the trial, Father God. There's a lesson that we need to understand in the trial, Father God. There's a lesson that we need to conquer in the trial, Father God. And we just thank you. We thank you for not abandoning us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just continuing to go the way, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you on today for the people that you placed in our lives, Father God. Lord, you make no mistakes, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all that sit and just go into intercession for us, Father God, because sometimes we may just be so overwhelmed, Father, that we can't see different things or can't see the lack of or can't see where we need your saving grace to come in, Father. But the beauty is you have people that you have put in place for a time, for times such as that, Lord. And Father, as we go on into our broadcast this morning, Lord, we just ask you, Father, to allow us to decrease, Father, and for you to increase, Lord. And let the words that come out of our mouths, Father, be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus. Let it touch somebody, Father God, whoever the word is for, Father God. Let them receive the word, Lord. Believe the word, Father God, and apply the word, Father. And, Lord, we just want to, before this prayer is ended, I just want to let you know how much I love you, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, and I need you, Father God, and with you, without you, Lord, I'm nothing, Father, and I'm more than sure every single person that's under the sound of my voice feels the same way, Lord. So we do not want to go throughout this day, Father God, without acknowledging that you are the great I am, Father God, the El Shaddai, Father God, Jehovah Nisi, Father God, and that we are nothing without you. So take that, Lord Jesus. Wear a smile, Father God. Open up your heart, Father God, and just continue, Father God, to pour your love out on us today because there's someone that needs it, Father God. Open up your heart, Father God. Continue to pour that wisdom out, that discernment out, Father God. Lord, heal the brokenhearted on this morning, Father God. And we just love you. We need you. We magnify you. And we glorify your name. We just thankful, Lord. Just thankful. Hallelujah, Lord. We're just thankful, Father God, for who you are, Lord Jesus. We can go on and on, Father God, and just giving you praises, Father God, because you are so worthy to be praised, Lord. You have taken us, Father God, from one place to the next, Lord Jesus. And it didn't matter, Father God, how we came to you, Lord. You accepted us, Father God, just for who we are, Lord Jesus. So we praise your holy name on this morning, Father God. We give you all of us, Father God. We strip naked and tell you right now, Lord Jesus, to build us up, Father God, and take us into the place where you would have us to take us, Father God, and store in us, Father God, what you would have us stored up, Father God. Lord, use us, Father God, in the way that you have chosen to use us, Father God. We ask you, Father, to just take self out of the way, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you just consume all of us, Father God. Fill us up, Lord Jesus, till we overflow, Father God. But in that overflow, Lord Jesus, we don't want to be selfish, Father God. We want that overflow to go into somebody else, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord. And your living waters, Father God. We want your living waters, Lord Jesus. We want you to just continue, Father God, to give us drink after drink after drink, Father God, so we would never thirst again, Lord Jesus. We need you, Father God. We need you in every aspect of our lives, Father God. There's someone out there right now, Lord, that's hurting, Father God, that has a broken heart, Father God. We need you, Lord, collectively. We come together, Father God, and we intercess, Father God. We ask you to mend, Father God, the brokenhearted this morning, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord, that they have an option, Father God, to come to you, Lord Jesus, and just let them know, Father God, what the problem is, Father God. How can you fix the problem? How can you help them fix the problem, Father? Because they can't do it on their own, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you just let a wind of fresh anointing come people's way this morning, Lord, so they can know that you are there, you are here in spirit and truth, and you're never going to turn your back on us, whatever the circumstances is, whatever the situation is, Father, that you're right here, Lord Jesus, to lead us, to guide us. You never want us to fail. That's why you let your only begotten Son, Father, to die on the cross for us, Father God, to show us, Lord Jesus, that your love is unfailing, it's undying, it's everlasting. I say it all, yeah. It goes on and on and on and on, Father God. And Lord, people need to know that. They need to recognize, Father God, who you are, Father God, because some truly still don't know, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just need a breakthrough. We need a breakthrough, Father God. So a big, Father God, an explosion, Lord, with your light, Father God, so it can illuminate, Lord Jesus, and then drippings of the fireworks, Father God, just land on people, Father God, so they can know, Lord, what your Holy Ghost power has the ability to do, Father God, if they just stand, Father God, just stand, Lord Jesus. Stand, Father God, when they're going through all the different things that they're going through. Stand, Father God, because they're not down right now, Lord Jesus. We just have to recognize, saints, who God is. We truly have to recognize who God is, because I'm here today to tell you that some people possibly can't see that. Some people possibly, they can't understand, because if they understood and they let go and they let God, they'll see the blessings that God is pouring in their life. They'll see the people that God has put before them. They'll see the places that God has put before them. They'll realize that they were in a situation where they were drowning, and God said, and he threw the lifeline out to save them. But God. I don't feel God. But he's there. He's there. Open up your eyes. Open up your heart and realize that God is with you at all times. If it wasn't for God on your side, ask yourself this morning, where would you be when you was in that situation and nobody else couldn't help you? Who delivered you? When you was in a place where you was about to get evicted or your life was getting ready to be turned out, who's the person who was with you? Who had the master plan? Yes, God uses physical people. He uses physical people to bring us out, but that's just who he is. That's the beauty of God. That's the beauty of knowing who God is. It's a wonderful and awesome thing when you land in that bed of affliction and you don't see your way out. But when you cry out to my Father who art in heaven, my daddy, my Abba, you cry out to him and acknowledge, tell him, I shall live and I shall not die. Decree it and declare it. Command it. Call your ministering and warring angels around you for protection. And let God know that you know that he can do all things. That's the problem. We don't call on God enough. We do not call on the name of Jesus enough. When I was growing up, my great-grandmother used to just sit in this Jesus, 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 to the point I couldn't understand why she was calling on Jesus' name so much. But here I am today, standing, sitting, and sometimes in my study, in my house, and just saying, Jesus, 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 or driving down the road calling Jesus, 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 because, see, I realize who Jesus is. I realize what Jesus can do. I understand exactly who he is and who I am and the importance of who and what and how. I realize those things, and I'm sitting and saying on today, don't let leave God out of anything that you're going through. Pay attention to what God is doing in your life at this time. We already know, we've already received God. We've already accepted salvation. We've already went through the mud, the clay. We've been repotted. We've done all of these things. And some of us still are in the same place and asking for the same thing because we refuse to truly, truly, truly enter in a true relationship with God. A relationship that's going to take you from one place to the next. We all have to crawl sometimes. And I'm not sitting and telling you on today that you're crawling, is that you're going to get up and you're going to just start running, because we already know through all of our teachings, that we are going to go through some things. And for some reason, people can't understand that. We're going to go through some things, for one, because we said yes. We're going to go through some things because Christ went through things. It wasn't easy for him, and because we are in his image, why would we think it's going to be easy for us? It's just that where we put ourselves to, how do we set ourselves up? Where do we take ourselves? Where do we place ourselves? The positioning, where do we position ourselves to go through whatever it is that we need to go through? How do we get from point A to point B? How do we get there? We're going to continue to sit and ask God to lead us and to guide us and to be our guide. So when situations come about, you can sit and say, you know what? It was nobody but my God that got me out. God is looking for some people that's going to get, that he's able to be glorified through. He's able to be glorified. That's what God is looking for. Some people that he's going to be able to send in and be glorified. When Jesus died on the cross, God was glorified. When you sat and you decided to turn your life around, God was glorified. When you sit and you start sowing seeds and you see where your harvest is coming in, God is glorified. You know why? Because it's something that you have done, a transformation that you have taken, allowed to take place in your life to put you on new and solid ground. It's something that has happened in your life that you have refused to let people hold you down, keep you down. You said enough chaos. Chaos is too much in my life. It's too much. I'm missing my benefit, and I'm missing my blessings that God has for me. You made a sound decision to stop getting put into such things that will cause you or hold you back. Why it's holding you back, that blessing that God, that you prayed for, that God has asked you about, you have sat and allowed it to go back, go ahead of you, because you were caught up and not recognizing who God was, not recognizing the place that God had already made, that you and him had already discussed, because your prayer, you already prayed to him to let him know exactly what you needed, what you wanted, what you desired. And God has already put the plan together. But we sometimes get stuck into that stumbling phase, or that phase where we're held up. Well, I'm here to tell you today, Jesus came to set the captives free. And that's the he came to set the captives free in every area, in every aspect. Whatever is holding you down, I'm sitting and saying to you on today, give it to God. Place it at his throne so you can be in the place where he wants you to be, in the timing that he wants you to be. Not what I want. It's not my will, but it's God's will. Monica, can you come on in and add something to this, what I got, what's going on right now, what the Holy Spirit has going on right now? Okay, I think we're probably having a little bit of technical difficulties here on today, but that's all well and fine. So with that being said, I don't understand why God sometimes changed different things for going on or being hurt, but I do know one thing, that I trust him with my life. I trust him with every single thing that I have going on with me right now. So one thing about it, I don't second guess him. I don't question what's what. I'm just obedient to his will and his way. And I do know that obedience will take you a long way. I do know that obedience will carry you when you think that you're not moving. That God got something going on, and you will just be surprised. That obedience is just, well, we are just surrounded by God's love, by his peace, by his understanding. Even when circumstances and situations come up your way, you're not even moved, because you realize that you have your Father that you can turn right back around to and say, God, I missed it this time, but I need you on today. So I'm not going to further hold us up anymore on today. I do want to sit and say this, that God is love, God is peace, God is joy. He's our happiness. All we need to do is put ourselves, just imagine yourself in a garden, and you are in the center of that, and you're reaping all of God's characteristics. He's just allowing you to sit in the midst of it and just flourish. He's putting you in a place where you are able to just, if today I choose to pick that I want more love, he's allowing you to pick that flower or whatever, that plant of love. And if you need peace, he's allowing you, because you're sitting in his garden, and he's allowing you to sit and say, Father, I'm going to pick peace today because my mind is a little chaotic. I'm picking peace today. And then you may be a little weary and feel like you don't have enough joy. I'm going to pick joy today. That's who God is. That's who God is. God is there to give us everything. He's there if you need it. He's there even if you don't need it, if you want it. Just put yourself in a place where you can embrace the things that God has for you. Just embrace the things and know that it's nothing to hurt you, to harm you. That's an old tradition where people sit and say, God allowed that to happen to you because of this and because of... No. We put ourselves in situations sometimes, directly or indirectly, but the beauty of it is, once you acknowledge it, God can take you out of it. So, saints, I sit and say to you all today, just know that you are in that garden, and you are in that garden with God in your presence. And I don't know if you all really know the feeling of knowing that God is in your presence. I mean, it just makes my heart feel like it just wants to explode. It's a feeling that's unexplainable. But you have to go through some things, and you that feeling will never be the same. It never be the same, because the closer you get with God, the feeling grows bigger. The feeling changes. You just being filled up with His Holy Spirit. You just knowing that He is there with you, walking you through whatever your circumstance is, whatever your situation is. So with today being Thankful Thursday, whatever you do today, as I always tell you all, I'm a writer. Sit down and write to God. Write God a love letter and just thank Him for the things that He has done for you, and not just you, for your family. Not just even your family, your haters, your friends, your frenemies, anything, everybody, just thank God. Because we don't want to be in a place where our mindset is, I'm going to pray for this person, but I'm not going to pray for this one. Because Jesus prayed for His enemies, and we already know the story. We already know Jesus said, for they know not what they do. And you have a lot of people on this earth right now sitting and proclaiming the word of God, and they know not what they do. But that's where we come in as intercessors. That's where we come in sitting in that garden, and we pick that rose of intercessory today, and we decide to pray for our enemies. We decide to pray for the people that might have hurt us or scorned us. We decide to sit and say, God, you did it for me. I may have been in that place one point in time, so I need you to do it for me. So on today, as you carry on through your day, and as you have time to just sit down and write things and then just go back over it and talk to God about it, so some things can open up in your life, some pathways that may be blocked on today, you want to sit and give God the opportunity. Try God. That may be some people's problem. They really don't know how to try God. But when you try Him, you just, even though He knows everything, you just giving Him everything. The word of God say the battle was not yours, it's the Lord's. That's what He told Jehoshaphat and his followers, His people, the nation. That's what He told them when they were under attack. I repeat those words to you today. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. So try God. Give Him whatever the circumstances of the situation. Just thank Him because you woke up. Thank Him for your new beginning. Don't sit. Don't let things linger on your mind, because we never know what may take place. We never know in either direction. You never know. You just saying one word, God said, you know what? You don't even have to go any further. Be a mystery, because that's the type of God that I serve. That's the type of God I know. I can only tell you by testimony. So as I sit and we leave this broadcast today, I want to just sit and say to you, just be obedient to the word of God. You never know what God may have planned for you. You never know what He is going to do in your life. And be bold about it. Be bold. You can't sit and worry about what other people have to sit and say or think. You can't sit and, I can't sit this morning and sit and say, well, she might have been all over the place. But if I might have been all over the place, that's where the Holy Spirit chose to lead me. Just be in a place of knowing what God has for you. Be in a place to allow, be led by the Spirit at all times. And know that God loves all of us unconditionally. He loves all of us. You may sit and say, oh, well, the pom-poms may be being blessed, or and I'm not being blessed or whatever. There's a blessing with your name on it. We tell you that all the time. Apostle Temple, he decrees it and declares it on a regular. God hears it. He knows it. There is a blessing. Daniel had a bad blessing for his people. It was just held up. But we can have to continue to pray and fast and let go and let God. So I just want to sit and say that ADM loves you, but God loves you best. Remain focused today. Remain focused. Command your atmosphere to be a place where you're focused. Don't sit and allow distractions to take you out of the plan that you and God have through your prayer time or through your praising time or whatever you all have already discussed. Do not let people, places, or things take you out of your place of focus today. Pay attention to what God has for you. And I promise you on today, you will have a successful day in the Lord because you have the ability to speak to those things as they were. You have the ability to command and demand things out of your atmosphere, out of your path, out of your mindset, out of your heart, wherever they're taking up residency. So on today, again, we love you. We'll see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Well, let peace ride with you today. Let love ride with you today. Let joy ride with you today. In Jesus' name, see you back tomorrow at 7 a.m.